Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. Viva Fry is going to be joining me to ride shotgun and talk about the midterms, talk about these disastrous wars. People thought we were in a fight over the Charlie Kirk stuff, over some things he said. But we'll also continue with your phone calls on the war. And some stations join us at 6 after, so I'm going to go to Viva at 6 after. We can put the calls back on screen. I want to take a few more calls right now from folks. Some of the people disagree with me, and so I want to go to those callers first. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Nebraska that disagrees, and then we'll go to Doug, Tom, and Jefferson, but we'll intersperse those with Viva Fry. Go ahead. You're on the air, John.
Yeah, John, or Alex, this is John from Nebraska. I've talked to you like 10 times. The last time you told me I sounded like William Cooper. I don't know if that jogs your memory.
I do, yes.
I agree with you 99%. The only disagreement is simply the timing. Just like Steve Quayle, he's been saying the end is nigh for the 30 years I've listened to him, though I love him to death. It's inevitable. I just think we might have a little bit more time. I mean, it's all up to the Lord, right?
Yes. I mean, my issue is I don't control God, and I don't pretend to, but I have my conscience, and God tells me fight this tyranny and that this war is a giant setup. And we've been proven right. It's a disaster. So, I mean, what do you disagree with? Do you think Trump's good, or what are you saying?
Oh, no. I'm in 99% agreement with you. That's why I've been listening to you for 27 years. I just think that we might have a bit more time, and it would all be up to the Lord.
I totally agree with that.
The main reason I call you, Alex, and I think this is just a kick. I just took a 4,440-mile drive to the northeast, to Boston, from Omaha, and I got fewer bug stains when I came back to Omaha without ever cleaning the front license plate or the front bumper. The license plate has like one bug smear. I would have gotten more bug stains 10 years ago in July driving from Omaha to Lincoln. And I drove to Western PA 1,000 miles through the most fertile country in the world, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. And I had 3 or 4 bug stains on my windshield, and I decided to clean those off in Western PA. So we know chemtrails, frequencies, who knows what. But I'm telling you, this is the book of Revelation in the news. In reality, we're there. I mean, how?
That's right. We have global insect collapse, particularly in Western countries. It's all the chemicals. It's the 5G. It's the cell towers, the bees. It's all true. And then the media will have a study admitting it. Then later, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Again, I used to drive around in the city in Texas and have to clean bugs off every day. If I drove to see the family farm in East Texas, I'd have to stop 3 times in the summer or spring to clean just bugs off everywhere. Now, I can do a road trip in the summer or the spring, and there's 3 bugs. And like you said, you drove through the fertile farm country in the middle of the summer. Normally, there'd be bugs all over, the big ones, little ones, butterflies, moths, grasshoppers. Where are they? What's going on?
Absolutely. And I learned about chemtrails with our buddy Steve Quayle in 1997, the weekend of Princess Di's murder. And so Steve has been way, just like you, way ahead of the curve by 30 years or
he
more.
He is out of time. Thanks for calling. Viva Fry's coming up. More phone calls straight ahead. We're Team Humanity. Share the live feeds at Relox Jones on X and on Rumble. Rumble.com. The Alex Jones Show live. Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. and a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But do you, don't you want me to love you? I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you.
Welcome back to hour number three of this live Friday global transmission. All right, I'm going to go up to Dallas tomorrow after I do a morning show that we'll have here on X and Rumble. We'll do it internet only. It's not on the radio stations. Though some are started offering it stations. A lot of them have been requesting it, but I'll have a set time on Saturday. And so we're looking at that. The new studios are getting built. All that stuff's going on. Thank you all for your support. I didn't plug last hour, thealexjonesstore.com. The best supplements that will change your life, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, thealexjonesstore.com. Got a new big sale up there where you can get the Irish Sea Moss for 50% off and a bunch of other great products. Irish Sea Moss isn't a sexy name. What it does is sexy. Just the concentrated, it's something like 30 grams per pill concentrate of what's in the sea moss. It's like a whole big bowl of it. And just one bite of Irish Sea Moss has just got more nutrients than anything else out there. 93 vitamins, minerals, trace elements. The organic iodine is the best, the cleanest. It just does insane stuff. Libido, stamina, energy, immune system, health, clarity, focus. It's just insane. The gummies, the capsules. It's amazing. And we've got orders over $100. Get a free Alex Jones Live Murdered Out cooler. There's just so much stuff going on. Oh, I forgot. This is the last week. I didn't even, that already came back, because there's only 1 week out of each month where one super vehicle, one month it's an American sports car, souped up, brand new, and another month it's a super truck or off-road vehicle. I guess this month it's actually two trucks, but there's only this 1 week period at the end, where you get once a month for 1 week, there's the crossover, when everything you buy, you get put in way X more for the sweepstakes, and then you get a chance to win both vehicles and $20,000 in cash, not just one vehicle, and $10,000 in cash. Because there's tax, title, and license, and that's usually like $6,000-$7,000. So there's anytime you win the vehicle, oh, there's $10,000 cash on top of it, so your taxes are taken care of, and gas money for you to get back to wherever you got the vehicle. And as soon as we're back in the new studios, we'll have the winners each month in studio. Great to meet those people. What an adventure. So that deal's about to end. I didn't even really plug that or talk about that. That's always something people love. That's all at thealexjonesstore.com. And we've also launched 1776rx.health, 1776rx.health. And right now you can get the minbenzidol with the ivermectin combo that is total anti-parasite, but does a lot more. Just look up minbenzidol and what it's also known to knock out. This is pharmaceutical grade. There's a lot of fake stuff out there. You can get it discounted when you get a prescription, way off that price there. That's all at 1776rx.health, and it supports the broadcast. So get the real stuff and support the broadcast, 1776rx.health. All right. I wanted to get Viva Fry on, and we've got Doug and Tom and Jefferson. So when we get to the Iran war part of this discussion pretty quick, we'll also bring those in to get your takes. But I wanted to get him on routinely. But a few weeks ago, he went on some shows. And people took the clip out of context. I don't care if he criticizes me. We're not in a cult here. And he said, I guess I could play the clip, but I didn't think to pull it up. He said, you know, it's this type of psychotic Alex Jones, Sandy Hook stuff, thinking everything with TPUSA and Erica Kirk and that they murdered him and all this. And this is the type of delusional blah, blah, blah. And I just want to be clear. Viva knows, because he followed the case, he's been a lawyer, that I got set up, that I was defaulted by judges, that I didn't even do the things they said I did. What I said and what he was talking about, but they didn't have the full context in the clips, was I said there became a time, like I'd say 20 years ago, where so much stuff turned out to be a false flag conspiracy that I and the whole internet believed nothing was real. And so you can almost call it like a type of psychosis. I was talking in general. Then they go, Jones admits he has a psychosis. I said that before they ever even sued me. I said that I saw these professors saying it didn't happen. I saw this stuff going on. I covered it a few times. They never attacked me for that. There was no Google searches of my name until they demonized for me and sued me, saying I was a Sandy Hook guy. So this was all a construction for them, the Democratic Party, to raise $300 million off my name, play victim, claim we were peeing on graves. None of that stuff happened. But that got taken out of context. People got really mad at Viva about it. And I personally just don't care because, I have my position. I know what I did. I know what went on. It came out the CIA and DOJ ran all this against me. That criminal investigation is what they did under Ed Martin and the weaponization task force. And then that got killed by the new AG. It looks like it'll be the AG, acting AG at the time, deputy AG at the time, Todd Blanche. But this was the model out to people out. People got really pissed about that, and I kind of got drafted into the whole Charlie Kirk thing. Here's what I have to say about Charlie Kirk, and we'll go down on this, and we'll go back to the war. Everybody has their right to say and think what they want about this. These are public figures. Erica Kirk became the head of a big political organization right off the bat. She's a public figure. And so I believe people have the right. I'm a big boy. I don't think Erica Kirk killed her husband. I don't think TPUSA was involved. I know some of these people for 10 years. These aren't spies. These aren't special operations people. Even the average special operations folks aren't going to kill their buddy. Do I have questions about the official story? Did Cash Patel order a cover-up of any foreign involvement and of the 10 tranny supporters that said he'll be dead when he comes here tomorrow? Yeah. Does the new video release show Tyler's face and pull the trigger? No. Does it show him assemble a rifle? No. Can you throw a telescopic scope on and even hit the paper? No. Something's wrong here. We're not getting the whole truth. Do I think Tyler Robinson couldn't have been up there and shooting? No, I mean, all of that stuff. Has he supposedly confessed? Yeah, we haven't seen that yet. But the point is that we all don't have to hate each other for disagreeing about different parts. We also, just because I question it, doesn't mean I think there's special ops from France and maroon shirts and that Mitch Snow, is, and there's 12 colonels in a room planning his death the day before. That's not how that works. But when I say that, the pro-Candace people get mad. When I say I don't believe the official story, everybody else gets mad. I'm just calling balls and strikes on this. But there's no doubt that the majority of people think Israel killed Kirk. It's hurt Trump bad. Cash Patel's cover-up has hurt him, and this thing is not going away. So that's a long intro with Viva Fry, popular talk show host, and I didn't even mean to go off into this, but there was a big controversy about it, so I thought we'd address it. We haven't talked since you were on last time.
No, I'll tell you this. I don't mind being judged for the things I said. You get insulted is where you get judged for the things you didn't say, or the things you say get wrongly twisted. I'm not going to apologize for this. I've said it before. I'll say it again. And what Candace did is hard evidence of it. If you want to be misled, you'll watch Candace and you'll have to move your targets from Egyptian planes to trap doors to French legionnaires to decoys wearing things to he couldn't have been there because he was at a restaurant in Panguitch. What I said in respect of the Sandy Hook analogy, and people say, Viva, you brought it up at the same time a bunch of other people did. I didn't know that from a hole in the wall. I brought it up to highlight one particular point.
Yeah, in fairness, you bring it up all the time in defense of me. I see you on shows all the time defending me, so you talk about it a lot.
Alex, I've been defending you, and not like you need a defense. I've been defending the side of righteousness.
No, I do need a defense. The truth needs to get out. Thank you for your defense.
Well, no, but since 2018, and I went to your trial on the merits in Texas with that show trial after you were defaulted into liability. What I said about Sandy Hook and how you got dragged into it is that there was an operation at the time, in my view, to trick people into repeating some of the outlandish claims
100%.
so that they could be discredited and so that the lawfare could be weaponized against them. People don't seem to understand. That's not an approval of it. That is an empirical observation as to what happened. They just needed you to say things once or twice, and they used that as the pretext to destroy you. And they had people who I believe were floating untenable, outlandish conspiracy theories to make the actual discussion as to what actually went wrong even more difficult. Much like 9/11, you have people saying the towers never existed, it was holograms. That makes actual discussion as to what happened more difficult. In Sandy Hook, they got a bunch of people to toe absolutely untenable lines. That doesn't mean that they deserved to be dragged through the legal system, and I think it was wrong. And I'm not arguing that
exactly.
Candace should
and
be
I covered like I've covered Candace and what she said. I covered what other people said. They then distilled that out of context. Judges found me guilty and went forward. And there's so many examples of this, but here's one. Obama, when he was the head of the Harvard Law Review, wrote, "I was born in Kenya." Then he said in three speeches, we have the clips, that I was born in Kenya. Then they put out a fake passport in 9 layers, still in Photoshop and Adobe, so we would all know it was fake, because it got proven by the great filmmaker who made Dreams of My Real Father, that he literally is the son of Frank Marshall Davis, the famous communist pornographer. There's photos of his mother in the Betty Page-style shoots. Frank Marshall Davis was best friends with his grandfather. They live there in Hawaii. There's photos of him on the same couch where she shot the porn. He said Frank Marshall Davis is like my father in his book. It looks just like him. It is. So they did all of that as an elaborate cover for the Frank Marshall Davis, just like what really happened at Sandy Hook, which we now know, which when I talk about it, they don't talk about this, which is a whole other subject. And I know I'm ranting, but let me just tell you what happened. God did this. I'm in Connecticut, whenever it was, 4 years ago, whatever, 5 years ago, being deposed for 2 days. By their lead lawyer, the former federal prosecutor, Chris Manning. And he has me for hours reading police reports and other people's emails from my inbox I never opened that were saying mean things. That's all they had was people sent me emails I didn't open. You know, they would copy emails they sent harassing families to me, and that was the only proof they had was unopened emails. And he goes, and I'm sitting there reading, and I'm bored, and all of a sudden, later on, these are redacted, not released police reports. And so, officer goes in, blah, blah, blah. Tries to open bathroom door, won't open, forces it open. A pyramid of dead children with no blood. Officers believe they've been moved there. Maddie goes like this and reaches over and grabs it. They run and have the deposition sealed with the court. And I was like, what is this? And then later I went back and researched what the kids said of men shooting through the windows. Another shooter in camo they grabbed that was on the news, that was an off-duty cop from the town over. And so now, you see, what do you cover up? What really went on is you have these crazy liberal professors put out their story, then we cover it, and that's used as the cover. Just like Pizzagate, in the emails, we're delivering 7-, 8-, and 9-year-olds for your entertainment to the hot tub in the pool, in the woods, John Podesta, for your entertainment. We're doing Aleister Crowley rituals. It's all in there. They change to the ping pong pizza, say there's a basement, say they're doing all this, nothing's going on there, the weirdos do go there, then they kill the real story with that story, and then said that I'm the one that sent people to Comet Ping Pong, when all I did was cover the New York Times, CNN, covering Comet Ping Pong, and 4chan. See how that works? Sorry, go ahead. I'm ranting. You're the guest.
No,
I apologize.
And don't worry about it. And you get the one guy who shows up with a gun, and now they get to write off all of Pizzagate as a lunatic-type fringe theory, ignoring John Podesta's email at the time about a map-shaped handkerchief with pizza-related subjects on it. I mean, that is what they tried to do with Sandy Hook. And I can see that there's a certain element of that right now. With Sandy Hook, the people who said nobody died there, that they were all fake and et cetera, and that's why they tore the school down, they make it more difficult to, and in fact, allow people to disregard the actual arguments that they tore the school down, albeit 9 months later, to conceal the fact that the school hadn't implemented proper safety protocol that would have mitigated that abject disaster. There is a certain element of that going on right now where people say, Viva, you're towing the narrative, Fed slop official narrative. And I'm like, what is that narrative even in the first place? If it's that Tyler Robinson took the shot, is the lone actor, and it's a slam dunk case. No, I don't believe that whatsoever. You know, they'll make the evidence as to whether or not Tyler Robinson took the shot. I believe Charlie Kirk was shot. I do not for a second believe that nobody else was involved. And now, when you have people saying outlandish things like Egyptian sniper planes or meetings at Fort Huachuca to plan this assassination, trap doors, you make it actually more difficult to say, why did Kash Patel allegedly shut down the Joe Kent investigation? Oh, because they didn't want to get Israel involved. It would have proven Israel was involved, or hypothetically, it might have proved another government was involved, or a domestic element was involved.
Well, I just want to explain something again. I'm not trying to act cool or brag. This is actually not something we're proud of, though. When they died, they weren't really proud of it. I had multiple family members who were army assassins, And the way this works is their officers, once they're out of the military officially, they're sheep dipped and they work for the CIA. And they talked about it when they were dying, told my dad about it. His cousin, called him his uncle, he's older, but lived across the street. Great guy, you know, used to run nuclear Nike missiles and all the rest of it. And he told them, so his first job's like running the nuclear weapons, and then he gets out of the army, and then he would basically just be given a target. He could choose the mission if he wanted to. It wasn't even given to him by an officer. It would be delivered like in a spy deal. Then he'd be given the next piece he was supposed to get, and then he could do the mission however he wanted, and he could choose the mission if he wanted to. And he told my dad he refused some missions at the end and got out of it. That lie that you can't get out of it. No, he got out of it. And the other family member, totally separate side of the family, same deal. So, and his main thing wasn't that, but all those guys are tasked with that. If you're told to do that, do it. If you want to see what it looks like with an assassination planning, watch Apocalypse Now, written by Millis, who did his research. When the captain goes in and he's there with the head of the whole Vietnam forces, there's one CIA guy and then one attaché, and they won't even say they're going to kill him. They never say that. It's just like the mafia, like, you know, take him to the train station. And I'm just telling you, you don't have 12 colonels in a meeting, and a guy walks in the day before, and Erica Kirk's there. That's just, and I'm not trying to attack Candace. It's just not true. Sorry, go ahead.
No, well, it's also, look, Robbie Starbuck put out a good 1 hour, analysis, and I understand where people are going to pick holes in his analysis. If you're going to kill someone like Charlie Kirk, and it's going to be Israel, they're not going to do it in this way. Now, even still, it could have been Israel. You need to provide the slightest shred of evidence above and beyond a hypothetical motive, which would have inspired them to take out Charlie Kirk if he was turning against Israel and was going to change, his political influence with the next generation of young conservatives. It's not that the theory is necessarily false. It's that there's absolutely zero evidence to substantiate it right now, above and beyond an ever-moving target, which includes, Egyptian planes, trap doors, Charlie Kirk's team doing it, Erica Kirk doing it, Israel doing it. And in the process, by the way, you may or may not be absolving the actual entity, which would be trans radicals in America who may be motivated or radicalized online by foreign or domestic elements. And as a result of the nonsense that has been spewed, and everybody has the right to spew it, they have the right to believe it, and I've got a right to comment on it. As a result of the nonsense that has been spewed, we now have a plausible reason for the authorities to say, we're not looking into this anymore. Israel had nothing to do with it. And your fixation on Israel is the pretext that we use to not tell you what we looked into or didn't, as relates to the Discord chats, as relates to the online groups, as relates to a potential domestic nexus to online radicalization. We had confidential human sources, FBI agents and assets, more than defendants in the Gretchen Whitmer Fednapping plot. We know what was going on in January 6th. It could be that Kash Patel shut down Kent's request for an investigation because of Israel. It could also be because it might have revealed a domestic nexus, which, if it existed and it resulted in government agents or assets knowing of, having a hand in what turned out to be the assassination of Charlie Kirk, people would be burning buildings down right now. But we don't get to have those conversations because the conversation has been distracted with unsubstantiated theories and ever-moving targets that get disproven, and they just move on. Whatever happened with that receipt from the steakhouse in Panguitch?
We're told we're going to get photos of Erica Kirk at the hotel.
It's one thing after another. And when I question those who are just asking the questions, when I say, hey, Candace, do the Egyptian planes still hold the keys to the Charlie Kirk assassination? She glibly says yes. The audience says, well, she's, learnt new information and has now, started asking different
questions. Well, here's another example. I'm not trying to undermine Candace because I think she means well. And I think engaging in the fight only makes it worse. And then people think we're trying to cover up what's going on. There's obviously a cover up. They said it was an exploding microphone. And I look at it and the whole thing looks weird. And then now, oh, no. This is the proof it's another shooter up there. So now it is a shooter on the roof. And then Erica doesn't know that you can't put a telescopic sight up to your eye. She thinks it'll give you a black eye. I'm not putting her down. It just shows no knowledge of guns. She's from Connecticut. Great lady. We discovered her, basically. So I guess everybody can blame me or Paul Watson. But I don't mean that meanly. But she doesn't understand this stuff. But what I can tell you, I know you know guns. Can you get a 30-06 and slap a telescopic scope on it? And then hit on paper. No, you can't do that.
Can't do that.
Well, I wouldn't say that I know guns. I believe, you know, I've fired some. I took my firearm license up in Canada. I know I've had the discussion with people who say you can and you can't. I know that I've had the discussion.
Anybody
with
telling
experts.
You, no, red dot, you can do. You cannot take a 10 power, 6 power. You cannot do it.
But Alex, the shot that hit Charlie in the neck might probably was destined for the center mass torso, and it was actually a bad shot. So maybe you're right. You can't do it easily, and maybe it was the most unfortunate accident that the shot missed center mass and caught him in the neck.
And a 30-06 doesn't go through your throat, and it doesn't go through your throat.
But well, and this is another thing. You know, I've had the discussion now with people who know who I would consider
a frangible
to be,
round with that high caliber, a sabo, and it's still going through, bro.
Well, but you say that, and then you get Phoenix Ammunition, you get the other, you know, ammo experts out there. I get people who hunt that say, you know, I've shot a deer and it didn't go through. And then, you know, you have the Martin Luther King example where you say, all right, he got shot in the face with a 30-06. It didn't blow his head off. It hit his chin and it went down. So everybody's saying, I know how bullets behave 100% of the time. It doesn't need to happen. One in a hundred.
You know how many animals I've shot?
More than me, Alex, that's for sure. But the bottom line, you got Cernovich out there.
Probably 400 big ones.
I won't ask the anecdotal question. The bottom line is that when you have avid hunters, military men who say it's possible and those who say it's impossible, when you go to court, I used to be a lawyer, you always have experts that somehow say what their clients want them to say. At the end of the day, if you have bona fide recognized experts, one saying it's impossible, the other one saying it's possible, definitionally,
yeah, well,
it's not impossible.
Every Green Beret, every Navy SEAL I know says that you do not slap, and I already know this myself. Let me tell you something. You take a telescopic scope off of a high caliber rifle, you put it back on, it's always, if you're lucky, 7-8 inches off, usually not even on the paper. You got to start shooting, you got to bore sight it, then you got to walk it in. And you're talking about the fastest guy on earth at 100 yards. To assemble the rifle, put the thing on, load 4 cartridges, start shooting, walking it in, 3 minutes. Maybe the best Delta Force guy could do this in 3 minutes, get it sighted in and make the shot.
I've heard people who I would consider to be far more knowledgeable than me say, no, it's by no means impossible. And by the way, if it's off by 7 or 8 inches because of that, maybe that's why the shot hit Charlie in the neck and not the torso, which I would presume any assassin would want to go for. Anyways, and also the bottom line, you know, we now know it was a cheap frangible round, allegedly, that is intended to mushroom and oftentimes fragments. The
frangible rounds cost more money, Viva.
Well, this Remington one, from what I understand, is a very cheap one that people don't actually use to hunt, precisely because it tends to break up when it hits game. But all that
the
to say,
the cheapest round is Full Metal Jacket. That's what you use for target practice.
This one, from what I understood, at least from, you know, Phoenix Ammunition, which people will feel free to disregard because he's not saying what they like, that it's known to be a cheap round and it's known to happen, which is why people don't use it to hunt. The bottom line, however,
now what breaks up is 223 and stuff. Okay, look. Stay right there. But, I don't want to spend all day on this, but the point is we're all allowed to debate this. You're not bad for what you say. I'm not bad for what I say. We're all adults. We're having a discussion here. Viva Fry is a great guy. We'll be right back on the other side of your phone calls on Iran. Stay with us, Viva. We love you. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out of the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones, and the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon. all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com and talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial, and this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
We can argue this thing forever, and that's why people are obsessed with the Charlie Kirk thing. Not only was he a great guy, defended me massively, recruited so many people to be Christian and patriots and anti-globalists, the cure for the communism and the Democrat Socialists of America. He was criticizing Israel. He was against the war publicly and privately. He was calling me up thinking, trying to stop the war during Midnight Hammer, saying, you're absolutely right, they want to go to full war. He called me up and thanked me for pushing Epstein and the cover-up stopping. He said, this is killing us and it's wrong. And I mean, I talked to him like a month before, and he was like, you know, how do we help you? What's happened to your operation? You know, we want to have you out at our events. You know, just a great guy. And we owe it to him to find out what really happened. And I think saying the official story is true hurts what happened to him and everybody else, and I think then just believing every wild thing, and you have to believe each new piece of BS is wrong, but people love Easter egg hunts. They love treasure hunts, and so this is the ultimate whodunit, and normally I can figure things out. I got to tell you, before I cannot figure things out, because I've known the TPS USA people pretty good for a long time, been to quite a few of their events and things, and these are like, I'll be not, Christian nerds. They are, you know, literally, would you like us to pray with us, Alex? And that's all the stories. They're having parties and hookers and cocaine. And I mean, I've been at dinners with them. They're like, Alex, do you really need that double vodka? You know, would you like to go to AA with me? And that was back when I was drinking. And I'd be like, ah, shut up, you know, wimp. But my point is, these guys really are the goody two shoes. And then everybody saw them respond after, you know, with all the glitz and everything. That's what they did. And they were going to put a good face on it. And I think they should have thought that out a little bit better. That was when everybody really turned on them. And I was calling them up saying, you guys need to ditch the leather pants. You need to ditch the, you know, the glitz and the sparklers shooting out everybody's butts. But that's what they did before. So the point was, it wasn't something new that they did, you know, off of this. Just like you constantly on almost every show bring up, when it's even on another topic, you bring up how I got screwed over Sandy Hook and warn everybody about them planting fake stories. So as soon as I saw like a 20-second clip of you or 10-second clip, I said, that's out of context. And even some of the crew got mad again. I said, why don't you go watch the full clip? That's not what's going on. And of course it wasn't. But I already understand that. But that's the way the nature of this works with these internet deceptions. It was like 3 days into October 7th, I'm on with Eric Prince and Steve Bannon and the Attorney General, Ken Paxton. They're together at an event, and I think CPAC or something, and I'm remote, and I was wargaming saying China stands to gain. You know, if Israel totally destroys Gaza and carpet bombs it, then Iran's going to get involved. China wants us to go to war with Iran. We'll end up losing this war. It's going to lead to an Iran war. Israel's going to try to go into Lebanon, go into Syria. This is a terrible idea. I was already wargaming and all. But I said, if they really want to win, they can't just sit in their regular military. They've got to carpet bomb the whole place from top to bottom, but that will be genocide. The whole world will turn against Israel. They took a 10-second clip of me saying Israel needs to carpet bomb from the north of Gaza to the south, but they didn't have me saying, don't do it, it's immoral, it'll destroy Israel in the world's view, which all came true. Then I just went and got the full clip and played it, but again, that's how people do this gotcha thing. So if the public just has to, if they see a clip pisses them off, you better go find the full context, because when you're seeing a 10-second clip, chances are you're being deceived. Viva Fry.
Well, that clip that Candace took and then played it and then added her own commentary that I was endorsing the lawfare because of harassment. I never even used the word harassment. That wasn't my point. Doesn't matter. It was a 23-minute interview with the folks at TPUSA or Andrew Colvett on the Charlie Kirk show. Alex, Tyler Robinson is going to have his trial. And if there are this many holes in it, as people believe, that will come out at trial time. People are, you know, talking about beyond a reasonable doubt right now. Right now, the prosecution has its theory of the case, and they'll test it when it gets to court. You know, I understand people's cynicism, skepticism. I understand their questions. And then the question is only, what better theory are you putting forward at this point in time that is not, you know, the evidence is the absence of the evidence? There was a second shooter. Hey, there could be a second shooter. I personally would have zero problem believing Lance Twiggs is intimately and heavily more involved than, you know, is currently known. And then I can understand people saying, why was he given use immunity for his statement? He can still face charges. I don't believe everything he's saying in his video. And I would zero difficulty believing. In fact, I do believe he had advanced knowledge, much more knowledge than he's letting on, and that they did, in fact, talk politics, because it's impossible that they didn't. But there will be a trial for Tyler Robinson. And if there are massive gaping holes, it'll come out at trial time. As far as the rest goes, if you have a better theory, you got to put it out there, and it's got to be more than the absence of evidence is the evidence. I know Israel did it because they're so good at doing it, they've left no shred of evidence. That's an unfalsifiable theory.
Sure, well, there's no doubt that, just in general, they put out theories. You must accept each one, even though they all contradict each other. And I'm just agreeing that there's a cover-up, but here's the problem. When you have a lot of the influencers, who a lot of them are my friends and I like Jack Posobiec and Benny Johnson,
Benny Johnson,
come out and say, we saw the footage. You can see him pull the trigger, and you can tell it's him. And obviously, see, he's convicted off of the pre-trial hearing. And then people get the footage, and it doesn't really show that. People then get pissed and think they're involved in an active cover-up. And they go, well, what we meant is him going up the stairs, we can see all this. And I'm just like, guys, I understand you think Tyler Robinson really did it. That's an issue. But then I say to the Candace Owens crew, 3 days before, 2 days before, 1 day before, you had 10 people in the town, a bunch of them trans supporters and trans, and you had that weird trans militia, saying he'll be dead when he comes. He's dead. They made a song in the town about it. They're going to kill Charlie Kirk. Then you have this Zinn guy, with George Zinn, a known weird political operative, jump up and say, I killed him, so the shooter, quote, can get away. A bunch of the liberals there, as soon as the shot goes out, go, yeah, we told you. They're all celebrating. And then I talked to high-level TPUSA. They said, well, we asked Cash why they're not trying to charge or investigate those guys. And Cash's like, well, they probably did know or might have been involved, but we can't prove it. So we want to have a clear conviction, so we're not doing it. Well, why don't you drag them in as witnesses? I mean, this is so then I'm like, whoa. And I'm being told this by high-level TPUSA that talked to Cash Patel. So we know there's a cover-up of that as well, and that just sends off even more alarms. So let me ask Candace this question. I'm serious. I like Candace. Candace, how are the trans people involved? How did they know he'd be dead? There is a bunch of trans violence connected to the left. The left did stand to gain from this, too. I'm not covering up for Israel. I'm saying I think we don't know what happened here. This is the ultimate whodunit.
Well, I mean, yes, I say the ultimate whodunit evidence certainly points a certain way, and then you have to pick apart that evidence. Who benefits from this, by the way? Israel, in theory, could have benefited. Israel is, as a matter of fact, just not benefiting from it right now, because if they were behind it, everybody thinks they're behind it, so that's not a hell of a way to do an assassination. Russia benefits with increased instability in America. China benefits. The left benefits. It was a preemptive presidential assassination because Charlie Kirk was presidential material, and he would have gone on to become president. And he would have been a great, influential unifier. And so, obviously, the left stands to benefit. People saying something big is going to happen, posting on social media. And then you get George Zinn, a man who then subsequently gets convicted of or pleads guilty to child sex abuse material on his phone, happens to be there. And his first reaction after the shot is to say, I did it. And then he later admits that he said that to let Tyler Robinson or the real shooter get away. That indicates a lot of people had advanced knowledge of this. And Alex, you said it. Richard Barris said it on X, and then he came on my channel to explain it when he was outraged at what was going on, that it looked like they were shutting down or limiting the investigation just to ensure that they get a conviction against Tyler Robinson, because who knows, maybe if you get more people involved in the plot, it becomes more difficult to pin it on any one individual. And he was livid about this. So, you know, do I believe what the FBI says? No more than when they said Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. We got a video proving it. And then that video comes out. Not only does it prove it, raises more questions than answers. But there are certain anomalies in this case that make zero sense. And unfortunately, nobody has any faith in the FBI when they say, yeah, we investigated everyone on those Discord chats. Trust us. Oh, yeah, we investigated George Zinn. He had no advanced knowledge of this. He's just a local crazy person whose first reaction after the shot goes off, as though he knew what even happened, is to play decoy so the real shooter can get away. And then the real shooter, alleged real shooter, gets away and then goes back and visits his boyfriend, and they don't talk about anything that night. I mean, I agree. A lot of that doesn't make sense. There will be a trial, which is where all of this evidence or lack thereof will be fleshed out. And for the time being, this has caused not just a rift in the right, in conservatives. It's caused infighting that is itself totally catastrophic, totally destructive. And in
I got to tell you, I'm not against investigating it. I think we should. But literally half of X and other channels just debate this while there's nuclear war and Russia's getting ready to hit NATO. They said they have. I don't disagree with NATO and the Pentagon saying this is imminent. I mean, this is insane. I mean, look at Drudge. It's the ballroom getting blocked by a judge is the top story, and way down here is nuclear war. I'm just like, can we spend a little time on nuclear war or inflation? I hear what you're saying. Let's shift gears. I want to go to Stoops and Doug and Tom and Jefferson. Folks have been holding the longest. That would be Jefferson, and then that would be Tom, and then that would be other folks we'll get to. But on the war, give us their take. But what is your take on Iran, on Russia, on the out-of-control escalation, on the inflation, on the midterms? I mean, this is a disaster. And in this case, Israel is swinging its 20-foot-long Johnson around saying, we're the boss, not caring how much they're hated worldwide. I mean, this is terrible. And then Israel's doubling down with the world turning against them, saying, we got nukes. I don't want to be on Israel all the time. I don't have some vengeance. But the current group running it is bragging they're running our foreign policy, and that's treasonous that our Congress is going along with it. So what do we do about this fiasco? Do you agree with what I said, or you disagree?
I mean, in large part, yes. I mean, I agree with what J.D. Vance said and how he categorized it. Like it's not anti-Semitic to say right now Israel, at least the government of Israel, is at its all-time lowest in my lifetime. And you can't blame anybody for it, because when you see what's happening, whether or not it's Israel's war, whether or not Trump got dog walked into it by Netanyahu, or whether or not Trump is using Netanyahu as a pretext to go after Iran, what month are we in now of this non-war?
We're going into 6 months. It's almost 6 months.
Six, 7 months. It was not
how
a war.
How many days now, guys? Throw it up on screen. How many days are we in?
I thought it was February to August, so I thought we were like close to 7 months.
Wow, but okay. Wow, it's longer than I thought. So it's 160 days right now.
It is, we're in 160 days into the war that's not a war. It's just tactical strikes. It's not a never-ending war, but it's 6 months in. It's been won and ended, I don't know, 20 times, to the point where it's impossible to follow. The only thing that's much more possible to follow are the direct, immediate political and economic consequences back home. And, you know, when Trump declares the war is over and then they celebrate the fact that oil goes down to $80 a barrel as if it's had time to, you know, incorporate the actual value or cost of the oil, goes back up. One thing that is for certain, people are going to have to convince me that this is what people voted for, at the risk of letting some of my arguments out of the bag before I get to this debate that I'm attending. You know, everyone's saying now, we've been at war with Iran for 47 years. Trump has always said we got to take care of this. That 47 years tagline motto only hit the ground in February-ish 2026. Before then, it had barely ever, if never, been stated publicly before, because it wasn't part of what people thought they were voting for. Nobody wanted this. It was a bad idea from the strikes back in July when me, Robert Barnes, Richard Barris, and others were sounding the alarm. Oh, it's not a war. It's just tactical strikes. Get in, get out. Operation Midnight Hammer accomplished its goals. 6 months later, you start a war that wasn't a war. All of those talking heads saying, we're not in a war right now, guys. Stop being panickins. All right, we're now in 6 months of the war, and it's not a never-ending war. It just hasn't ended yet, or at least it's ended for the 22nd time. And now you got inflation back home. You got people who can't afford living back home. And then you got the GOP, Dan Crenshaw, and other scoundrels, Mark Thiessen, telling them to shut up, suck it up, buttercup, pay more for your burritos. And it went from short-term pain for long-term gain when it came to gas prices, to now shut up, get a job, eat ramen noodles like I did back in college, which I doubt Dan Crenshaw did in any event, or at least out of necessity. It's political disaster. And nobody can say that they weren't warned. Nobody can say that there weren't people sounding the alarms. And what's going to happen is when the disaster comes in November, they're not going to accept responsibility for not adhering to the warning signs. They're going to go and blame the people who were sounding the alarm and saying, you guys didn't get behind us. And that's why the people.
Absolutely perfectly said. And now Russia is getting ready because they've said they are to hit NATO countries. And then if NATO escalates there, we're talking nuclear war. I mean, I can't believe we're even at this point.
What just happened on the beach in Russia? I mean, I don't even understand how a drone can take out seven people like that on a beach. Whose drone it was, who took it down? I mean, this is exactly how, like, out of V for Vendetta, things escalate to the point of, you know, irreversible damage and irreversible escalation. Everybody was warning about this from the get-go. It's difficult to say that anything's better now as a result of this than it was a year ago. You know, if Iran had their nuclear facilities or their nuclear capabilities wiped out with Operation Midnight Hammer, what's left of it after 6 months?
Sure. So let me ask you this. Before we go to some calls real quick, they've been holding. I want to talk about this. I want your take on what they say. What's the off-ramp then?
The off-ramp is get out and declare victory. I mean, the bottom line, and it's the problem with not having a stated objective, or at least having a perpetual moving goalpost of a stated objective, no one even knows if you've achieved that objective. If it was to disable Iran's nuclear program, if you haven't done it after Midnight Hammer and after 6 months of a war that's not a war, there are bigger problems.
Sure, what it was really regime change, and that's what it is. Oh.
Yeah, or just destabilize Iran the way they destabilize Syria. There'll be one regional beneficiary to that destabilization, and that will further confirm or solidify certain beliefs that people have in America as to on behalf of whom this war was being waged.
Absolutely.
Well, go for it. If you haven't achieved the goal yet, and after all of this, there's bigger problems. So at least pretend that you've achieved the goal, get out and get back to domestic policy and hopefully mitigate the damage for November.
Yeah, and making fun of those of us that have the right position and have 80%+ of the public on our side, making fun of us like Ben Garrison did of me, saying I jumped the shark being against the war. No, dude, you jumped the shark. That's retarded. Let's go ahead.
Sorry, it says you were right. You were too early. You didn't have the right information at the time. They said that about the people who got COVID right as well.
I just bizarre. They would just want to say, we're with Trump, not you. Good, dude. Give me a break. I'm not in junior high. Pal, let's go ahead and talk to Doug in Wisconsin, affiliate with the Marine Corps. Thanks for holding so long to give us your take on the Pentagon saying Russia is getting ready to strike NATO.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Longtime listener, used to pay $5.95 a month back in the day. So that's bringing back old memories. I was just wondering, did they ever find those couple of nukes? Where was it, in South Carolina back in, 2012 or so, around there? Could he be?
Yeah, nukes came up missing out of a couple of bases. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I was just wondering if they couldn't be using that against them somehow and That's why he's going sideways. Yeah, I'm just wondering if they ever found those.
Well, it happened a couple times. Nukes went missing under Obama and under Bush. If you remember, there was a big freak out down in Louisiana when they came out of the Dakotas. That's a good point. I think you're alluding to false flags. Is the deep state holding Trump hostage, threatening to set off a nuke and blame Iran or something like that? I think that is speculation. But knowing the globalists, it's entirely plausible. You got a bunch of Israeli operatives saying, boy, we sure need a new 9/11 to get America behind this war. And that's why I say we've entered this area of false flags.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was just, it's got to be something like that. The COVID shot, the nukes, for him to go sideways like that, doing a 180, like you famously say.
Well, you've been a supporter a long time if you were a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, Doug. So thank you very much, and God bless you. Anything else?
No, I really like the colostrum gummies. I take them almost every day now, opposed to the powder. You know, guy gets a little lazy and doesn't want to mix it up and everything. So I really like the gummies and the methylene blue and the iodine. So, yeah, thanks for all your products.
Well, appreciate you. You're the reason we're on air. Thank you. Thank you. Don't thank me. Thank you, Doug. Wow. Yeah, what do you think about wild cards, false flags, or things like that, Viva Fry?
You can imagine any number of possibilities, whether it's let it happen on purpose, make it happen on purpose, or just allow it and then weaponize it. There's endless possibilities, but it just... an off-ramp has been there for the longest of times, and JD has been trying to get it. It seems that the powers that be don't want anyone getting off this roller coaster right now until they've gotten to the scariest part.
Absolutely. Well, Trump's so unpopular now that his endorsement of JD Vance is almost like a strike against Vance, but Vance is way superior to Marco Rubio. Anybody that denies that's living on another planet. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Florida, affiliated with the Navy. Tom, what's your view on this fiasco?
Well, I just was like, it's horrible, right? Now Ukraine is involved in attacking Iranian vessels. That's not good. So what you were saying is it's a broader spectrum. It's moving out. My question is, where I live, I know the players live on Palm Beach Island, obviously. And, if it is going down to the final solution or whatever that they got, I mean, everyone living around here is going to be affected, but would they do it when they were in season? I mean, how would we know? Like, would everybody be gone? You know what I mean? It's like, what's the end game for these guys? I mean, that we're not going to get attacked? You know, that's where I'm at with it. I mean,
NATO is targeting civilian targets in Russia to push them into full war. That is truly psychotic.
Well, it is, because like I said, I talked to you before, I worked on submarines, and I know the boats are everywhere, and the Soviets are making gains in their technology and submarine technology too, along with the Chinese. And I'm sure they shared it with the Iranians, you know. So that's something for us to think about that we're not thinking about if you're just, you know, throwing weapons into Russia. I just don't get that.
That's not 3D chess. That's megalomania.
Right. So, I mean, I know the players and the powers that be are pretty much like, hey, if you came out here, I would take you to Palm Beach Island. You could just observe and you would see, wow, this place is whacked. You know what I mean?
The elites are drugged out of their minds. They've lost connection to reality. Nobody ever hit Iran like this before. Not because they liked Iran, but because it wasn't going to work. It isn't working. Even if you're for this, it isn't working. NATO is losing against Russia. Now they want to escalate that. It's like a degenerate gambler that's losing at the table, so he mortgages his house. God bless you, and thanks for the call. Viva Fry, we can talk about it all day, but, I mean, this is one hell of a time to be alive.
It is. It is indeed interesting times, which I'm told is actually a curse, not a Chinese proverb. But it also does explain this sudden 180 where Ukraine is now attacking Iran and allying, so to speak, with Israel, because it's going to turn into now an attack on Israel is an attack on America. An attack on Ukraine is an attack on Israel is an attack on America. And it's a way of sort of coalescing that triangle to broaden this political conflict.
And there's a name for that. It's called a world war.
Yep. It's a, it rhymes with how World War One got started. I had to refresh my memory, but it rhymes with how World War One got started.
It's always about chain reactions and alliances. Let's go to Jefferson, Virginia, real fast. You disagree. Go ahead and tell us what you disagree about. Hello, Jefferson in Virginia. Come on down. Thomas Jefferson in Virginia. Going once, going twice. Bye. Look, I'm out of time. Stoops and Bob want to talk to you, but they just called in recently, so I don't feel too bad. Well, Stoops in Indiana, you're calling for Viva Fry. We'll go to Stoops. Sorry, Bob. We're out of time this hour. Go ahead, Stoops.
Oh, hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. So I'll try to make it quick. I noticed that you were just talking about the era of false flags that we live in, and which I agree. And I've noticed that everyone talks about the angle of the Kirk shooting. That guy that you have on there just talked about Israel and trans about the possibility that it was fake and Charlie Kirk faked it and he's alive somewhere. So I have a bunch of resources that show that that is a possibility. I feel like you're an open-minded guy and you might be willing to like look at that perspective, but there was a lot of stuff pointing towards and it would make sense who benefits, right? Lots of people. So
a bunch of special operations people, they say they're not even saying that's what happened, but they say that's what makes sense because nothing else makes sense.
Well, if you look at it from that, if you go back and look at the videos, which nobody shows the original clips anymore with the sound and everything, one, there's a huge rifle crack. Okay. Nobody shows that anymore. That right there proves the microphone is bunk because when you hear the shot go off, everybody in the front row closest to the stage turns around to look for the shot. So there's a sound that comes from behind it.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Well, now Candace and them have dropped the exploding microphone and moved on the other thing. Viva Fry, you're going to the debates that are being taped, and I guess air in a week or so with
Strzok. It's Brendan Strzok. Brendan Strzok is putting it on. It's hashtag walk away. This afternoon, we're going to be talking conspiracy theories. And I think the other side of the panel is Buckley Carlson, Harrison Smith, and a number of others. And then there's tomorrow going to be old MAGA versus new MAGA. And oddly enough, you know, there's going to be some overlapping Venn diagrams in these spheres. But it's going to be amazing. That's what I'm down here for. And
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be on with Joe Kent against the neocons. All right, buddy. Great talking to you. Huge interviews.
Thank you.
You bet. Massive intel on MKUltra breaking. This is the deep dive straight ahead. Stay with us and share the live feeds now. You don't want to miss this.
Planet Earth, filter your water. Stop turning my frog friends gay. This I command.
The AlexJonesStore.com. Fight the globalist takeover now.
A scarlet martini before breakfast? You minx. Are you trying to outdo me in corruption? Or shall we make it a team effort?
Of course not, darling. This is Methylene Red from the AlexJonesStore.com.
The Ultra Methylene Red, madame. Bold, refined, and unapologetically potent. It optimizes cellular energy at the deepest level, delivers razor-sharp cognition, and ignites a warm, invigorating rush that spread through every vein.
This sword has tasted blood, and it will taste more.
Yaka! Attack!
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.